From Spark and Anvil and Debate Forge, this is Yield in Chapter 1 of the Debate Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The debate had been going Yield's way for a full 10 minutes, and then it stopped going her way. She was a small okapi tween, cream brown with striped legs, standing at the front of the practice hall with a wooden badge pinned to her vest. She'd just finished arguing that the village should build the new footbridge upstream. Good reasons, clear reasons. She'd felt the room lean toward her. Then a nervous student in the back row put up a hoof and said something Yield hadn't thought of. But upstream floods every spring. The bridge would wash out. Yield went still. She checked it in her head. The spring floods, the water line, the mud she'd waded through every March her whole life. The student was right. Upstream did flood. Her whole clean argument had a hole in it she hadn't seen. She felt the old pull, the one everyone feels. The urge to talk faster, to find some clever way to make the hole not matter, to win the 10 minutes back. Her jaw tightened. Instead, she took a breath and turned her wooden badge around so its little carved arrow faced the room. "That's a strong point," she said. "I hadn't thought about the spring floods. You've just changed my mind. The bridge shouldn't go upstream." She let that sit. "I still think the village needs a bridge, but you were more right than me about where, so I'm moving my position downstream." Somebody in the front row whispered, "Did she just lose?" Yield smiled. "No," she said. "I just got closer to being right. Those aren't the same thing."
She hadn't always known that. She'd learned it, small and stinging, when she was young. Her family were forest pathfinders for the village, the okapis who found the safe trails through the thick green dark. When Yield was little, she'd found her very first trail on her own, and she'd been so proud of it that she'd defended it like it was a part of her body. One afternoon, her aunt came back from scouting with news. There was a shorter, drier path just a little to the east, better in every way. Yield had argued. She'd argued past the point where she believed herself, because giving up her trail felt like admitting she was nothing, like the pride would drain right out of her if she said the words, "You're right." Her chest had gone hot and tight and miserable. Her aunt hadn't laughed at her. She just sat down in the leaves and said, "You feel like agreeing would take something away from you, don't you?" Yield had nodded, furious and small. "Here's the secret nobody tells you," her aunt said. "The scout who finds a better path gets a little credit, but the one who's willing to walk it, who can look at their own good idea and say, 'Hers is better,' that one the whole village trusts, because you know they'll always steer you toward the truth and not toward their own pride." Yield took the east path that day. It was drier, and the tight, hot feeling in her chest loosened into something she hadn't expected, a kind of lightness, like setting down a pack she'd been carrying for no reason.
Yield's workshop was quiet and warm, and students came to it carrying arguments they'd gripped too long. One boy showed up red-eared and frustrated. He'd been debating his friend about whether their team should practice mornings or evenings, and halfway through, he'd realized his friend was right. Evenings really were better, but he'd kept arguing anyway. "I knew she was right," he said, "and I still couldn't say it. Why couldn't I just say it?" Yield knew that exact knot. She'd felt it in the leaves with her aunt. "Because it felt like losing a part of yourself," she said. "Like if you agreed, you'd shrink." "Yeah," he slumped. "Exactly that." "Try something with me," Yield tapped the badge on her vest. "Don't say you win. That does feel like shrinking. Say this instead. 'You've changed my mind. Evenings are better.'" She watched him. "Feel the difference? One of those hands you to her. The other one just says what's true now." He tried it, quiet. "You've changed my mind. Evenings are better." He blinked. "Huh, that one doesn't sting." "Right, because you didn't lose anything. You updated." She turned her badge so the arrow showed. "That's all this is, an arrow pointing at where my thinking moved. I wear it on the outside so nobody has to wonder whether I'm honest. When the evidence pushes me, I move, and I let them see me move."
The boy looked at the badge for a while. So changing my mind is the skill, not the failure? It's the whole game, Yield said. Anyone can dig in. It takes something braver to look at a better idea and walk toward it.
Later, when the hall was empty, the boy came back with one last question, quieter now. When you turn that badge around in front of everyone, he said, and you tell them you were wrong, doesn't part of you still hate it? Just a little? Yield thought about the leaves, and her aunt, and the pack she'd set down. For half a second, yes, she said. There's always that little flinch, the pride putting up a hand, but then something better shows up right behind it. She pressed a hoof lightly to her chest. It's this loose, clean, unclenched feeling, like I've stopped bracing against something. When I stop defending a thing I don't believe, my whole chest goes quiet, and I remember that I'd so much rather feel this than feel right. The boy nodded slowly, and Yield watched the red drain out of his ears, watched his shoulders come down from around them the way hers once had in the forest. She didn't say the rest out loud. She just felt it, warm and settled. The moment you let yourself be shown a better idea, the whole tight knot lets go, and what's left isn't losing at all. It's the lightest, freest feeling there is.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Yield. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.